right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that your situation clears up as well. And I just hope that you become more strong and wise in the Lord, and that the Most High just makes you much more purified and much more refined than ever before. Amen. I hope that you all had a blessed day today. Brand new month, brand new season, new energy. So, you know, let's get things going. Amen. I just hope that you all had a blessed day, and that you take it one day at a time from here on out. You know what I mean? We have to. So much going on in the world, so much going on in our personal lives, that we have to trust in the Lord. We have to put it in the Lord's hands. We have to really let the Lord have his way and put him first forever. Amen. We have to truly submit to God and his word and how he wants to go about things for the rest of our lives. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Greetings, family. Shalom, people, family all over the world, all tribes, all nations, all faces, all races, all languages, all peoples. All yes, yes, yes. God bless you all. Thank you all for kicking in. Thank you all for listening, supporting. I truly appreciate it. If you are Israelite or Gentile, it's all right. God bless you. Prayers for you as you pray for me as well. Amen. We have to stay strong together in the body of Christ. We have to be. We have to have strong fellowship in these times, that we have to really uplift each other, truly encourage each other, you know, because it's just, y'all know how intense it is out here. Amen. But we still have to have a merry heart while we're doing this. We still have to be joyful and serve the Lord with gladness as we're going through this. Amen. Because this transitional phase that we're going through as a people, it's very, very heavy on us. You know what I'm saying? It's hitting home, you know, so we got to really stay upright for the Lord, and we got to stay on that narrow path and embrace that journey for the rest of our lives. Amen. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Let us obey the law, set the commandments, and let us obey the gospel that the Most High gave us through his Son. Amen. Let us really have the Holy Spirit. Let us do the works of God. Let us keep putting our hands to the plow. Let us keep spreading the gospel, spreading the word, casting out demons, casting out unclean spirits, healing the sick. Let's do the Father's business, Father's will for the rest of our lives. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. Always thank God that you got a roof over your head. Always thank God you got clothes on your back. Always thank God you got food in your belly. Amen. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for bringing you back home safely. Thank you. Thank him for giving you a decent sleep. Thank him for putting supportive people around you. Amen. And if you're not around supportive people, pray that you can just stay closer to him and let the Lord bless you with new friends or new people to associate with. Amen. Yes, yes, because in these end times, you're going to need blessed friendships. You're going to need blessed relationships. Amen. So let us stay strong in these perilous times that we're in. Let us stay strong in the days of Noah. Let us stay strong in these end times. Let us stay strong in the last days. Amen. Yes, yes, he's coming back as a thief in the night, so let us repent. The kingdom of heaven is nigh. The kingdom of heaven is near. Let us change our ways and get ready for the Lord's return. Let us keep working till he comes back. Amen. All right, y'all. So today's message, I'm going to continue the Bible series. And we stopped at 2 Samuel chapter 12. So now we're going to continue from 2 Samuel chapter 13 and onward. All right. So we're going to go through the book of 2 Samuel chapter 13 and so forth. Then we're going to close out with prayer, giving God all the glory and the priestly blessing as well. Amen. All right, y'all, so here we go. The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 13. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar, and Amon, the son of David, loved her. And Amon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amon had a friend, whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he had said to him, "Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me?" And Amon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said unto him, "Lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father come to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand." So Amon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amon said unto the king, "I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home Tamar, saying, "Go now to thy brother Amon's house and dress him meat." So Tamar went to her brother Ammon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Ammon said, "Have out all men from me." And they went out every man from him. And Ammon said to Tamar, "Bring the meat into the chamber that I may eat of thy hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Ammon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come lay with me, my sister." And she answered, "Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools of Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak it to the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. How be it? He would not hearken to her voice, but being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Then Ammon hated her exceedingly, so that hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had her. He had loved her. And Ammon said unto her, "Arise, be gone." And she said unto him, "There is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me." But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servant that ministered to him and said, "Put now this woman out for me," and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for which such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins appareled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. And Absalom her brother said to her, "Hath Ammon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister, he is thy brother, regard not this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother's Absalom's house. But when King David heard all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spoke unto his brother Ammon, neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Ammon because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim. Absalom invited all the king's sons, and Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold, now thy servant hath sheep shears. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servants go with thy servant." And the king said to Absalom, "Nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee." And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but blessed him. Then said Absalom, "If not, I pray thee, let my brother Ammon go with us." And the king said unto him, "Why should he go with thee?" But Absalom pressed him that he let Ammon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, "Mark ye now, when Ammon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Ammon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant." And the servants of Absalom did unto Ammon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got up upon his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were in the way that tidings came to David, saying, "Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left." Then the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes rent. And Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother, answered and said, "Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men of the king's sons, for Ammon only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom, thus this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Ammon only is dead." But Absalom fled, and the young men that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said unto the king, "Behold, the king's sons, as thy servant said, so it is." And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that behold, the king's sons came and lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept very sore. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Ammon, seeing he was dead. All right, so that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 13 reading. You know, a bit of some crazy, weird family issues there were happening. So That was 2 Samuel chapter 13 reading. Now we're going to go to 2 Samuel chapter 14 reading, all right? 2 Samuel chapter 14, here we go. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner and put on a mourning apparel and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead, and come to the king and speak on this matter to him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance and said, help, O king. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and my husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they two strove together in the field. And there was one, none to part them, but the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid. And they said, deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the hair also. And so they shall quench my coal, which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said unto the woman, go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman of Tekoa said unto the king, my lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, whosoever saith ought not unto thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that wouldest not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, let thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak one word unto my lord the king. And he said, say on. And the woman said, wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king doth speak this thing as one which is faulty, and that the king doth not fetch home again his banished. For we must needs die, and are as water split on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect of any persons. Yet does he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore that I might come, that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid, and thy handmaid said, I will now speak it to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid, for the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then thy handmaid said, the word of my lord the king shall now be comfortable, for as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. Therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee. Then the king answered and said unto the man, hide not from me, I pray thee, the thing that I shall ask thee. And the woman said, Let my lord the king now speak. And the king said, is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, as thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left hand from out that my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thy handmaid. To fetch about this form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing, and my lord is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. And the king said unto Joab, behold, now I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell to the ground his face and bowed himself and thanked the king. And Joab said, today thy servant knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, my lord, O king, in that the king hath fulfilled the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, let him turn to his own house and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house and saw not the king's face. But in all Israel, there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the whole sole of his feet into the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And when he palled his head, for it was at every year's end that he palled it, because the hair was heavy on him, therefore he palled it. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And to Absalom, there were born three sons and one daughter whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Therefore, Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And then when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore, he said unto his servants, see, Joab's field is near mine, and be hath barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom into his house and said unto him, wherefore have thy servants set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, behold, I sent unto thee, saying, come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 14 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 15 reading, all right? So here we go. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, that Absalom called unto him and said, of what city art thou? And he said, thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on the manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. Excuse me. And the king said unto him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent forth Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Giloah. While he offered sacrifices and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said unto the king, behold, thy servant are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. Hold on, let me repeat that again. And David said unto all his servants that are with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men, which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go with it, I may return thou, and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Attai answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Attai, go and pass over. And Attai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And Lo, Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God, and they set down the ark of God. And Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, there am I. Here am I. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. The king said it also unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz thy son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mountain where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head, unto whom David said, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priest? Therefore it shall be that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. So that's the book of 2 Reader, chapter 15. 2 Samuel, chapter 15 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 16 reading, all right? 2 Samuel, chapter 16. Here we go. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 16, here we go. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread and 100 bunches of raisins and 100 of summer fruits and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, what meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. Excuse me. And the king said, and where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he abideth at Jerusalem. For he said, today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Then said the king to Ziba, behold, thine are all that pertain unto Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my lord, O king. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shammai. Excuse me, Shammai, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed ill as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shammai, when he cursed, come out, thy bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, to the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, What have I do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David, who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son which came forth out of my bowels seeketh my life. How much more may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone and let him accurse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will require me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shammai went along on the hillside over against him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king, God save the king. And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, nay, but whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him I abide. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in thy father's presence, so will I be in thy presence. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, go unto my father's concubines, which he hath left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father, then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel, and the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in all those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 16 reading. Now we're going to get to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 17 reading, all right? 2 Samuel chapter 17, here we go. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee. And I will smite the king only, and I will bring back all the people to thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned, so all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spoke unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given us is not good at this time. For said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is at the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea, for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thy own person. so shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground, and of him of all the men that are with him there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river until there be not one small stone found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, for the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring upon him, might bring evil upon Absalom. Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar, the priest, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by Enrogel and Rogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court. With her they went down, and the women took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman, to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after they were departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you. Then David arose and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went into Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zariah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim, Shobi, the son of Nahash, of Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and Mashur, the son of Amiel, of Ladebar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kind for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. All right. So sorry if I mispronounced one of those names. Y'all correct me. It's all love. So there you have it. That's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 17 reading. All right. Now we're going to go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 18 reading, all right? The book of 2 Samuel chapter 18, here we go. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zariah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Attai the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, thou shalt not go forth. For if we flee away, they will not care for us. Neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better that thou succor us out of the city. And the king said unto them, what seemeth you best I will do. And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Attai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captives charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David. And there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, "Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak." And Joab said unto the men that hold him, "And behold, thou sawest him. And why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle." And the man said unto Joab, "Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, yet would I not put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king charged thee and Abishai and Attai, saying, 'Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise, I should have wrought falsehood against my own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me.'" Then said Joab, "I may not tarry thus with thee." And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale, for he said, "I have no son to keep my name in remembrance." And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called until this day Absalom's place. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, "Let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies." And Joab said unto him, "Thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead." Then said Joab to Cushi, "Go tell the king what thou hast seen." And Cushi bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, "But howsoever let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushi." And Joab said, "Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready?" "But howsoever," said he, "let me run." And he said unto him, "Run." Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushi. And David sat between the 2 gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, "If he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth." And he came apace and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called it to the porter and said, "Behold, another man running alone." And the king said, "He also bringeth tidings." And the watchman said, "Methinketh the running of foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz the son of Zadok." And the king said, "He is a good man and cometh with good tidings." And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, "All is well." And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king." And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe?" And Ahimaaz answered, "When Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was." And the king said unto him, "Turn aside and stand here." And he turned aside and stood still. And behold, Cushi came. And Cushi said, "Tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee." And the king said unto Cushi, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" And Cushi answered, "The enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is." And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went thus, he said, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee. O Absalom, my son, my son." So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 18 reading. All right. This is where David is mourning and weeping, all right, over Absalom. So now we're going to go into the book of 2 Samuel chapter 19, all right? The book of 2 Samuel chapter 19, here we go. And it was told Joab, behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people, for the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son. And Joab came into the house of the king and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives and the lives of thy concubines, and that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king doth sit in the gate, and all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king saved us out of the land, out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we appointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar, the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house? Seeing the speech of all Israel is coming to the king, even to his house. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, Art thou not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, Return thou and all thy servants. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei the son of Gera fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, Let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely. The day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord and king, meet my lord the king. But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, Thou shalt not die. And the king swore unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet with the king, that the king said to him, Wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, My lord, O king, My servant deceived me, for thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord the king, but my lord the king is an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in thy eyes. Let me just repeat that again. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord the king, but my lord the king is an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in thine eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry and mourn unto the king? And the king said unto him, Why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, Thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, Yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is come again in peace unto his own house. And Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, Come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, How long have I to live that I should go up with the king into Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. And can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in my own city and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, thy servant, Shimham, let him go over with my lord the king and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. Excuse me. And the king answered, Shimham shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seem good unto thee. And whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that I will do for thee. And all the people went over Jordan, and when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned into his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimham went on with him, and all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said unto the king, Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away, and have brought the king and his household and all David's men with him over Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore then be ye angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's cost, or hath he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then did ye despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 19 reading. Now we're going to get to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 20 reading, all right? The book of 2 Samuel chapter 20, here we go. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bishri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet and said, We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bishri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them inward and fed them, but went not into them. So they were shut up until the day of their death, living in the widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba the son of Bishri do us more harm than did Absalom? Take thou thy lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he give him fenced cities and escape us." And there went out after him Joab's men and the Cherethites and the Pelethites and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba the son of Bishri. When they were at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins, and the sheath thereof, and as he went forth it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Art thou in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. And Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib and shed out his bowels to the ground and struck him not again. And he died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bishri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "He that favoreth Joab and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of all the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field and cast a cloth upon him. When he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bishri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel. And to Beth Maacha, and all the Barites, and they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Maacha, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, Seer, say, I pray unto Joab, come near hither that I may speak with thee." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." And she said unto him, "Hear the words of thy handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." And she spake, saying, they were wont to speak in old time, saying, "They shall surely ask counsel at Abel." And so they endured, they ended the matter. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man out of Mount Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bishri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city." And the woman said unto Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. His head shall be thrown to thee over the wall." Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bishri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city. Every man to his tent, retreat from the city, and Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites, and Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder, and Shiva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priest, and Arah, also the Jarite, was a chief ruler about David. All right, so that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 20 reading. Bear with me if I don't pronounce those names right. All right, got to get it together with the pronunciation, what have you, and the correction and edification, but I'll take it. All right, so that is the book of 2 Samuel chapter 20 reading. All right. Now we're going to get to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21 reading, all right? 2 Samuel chapter 21, here we go. "Then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, 'It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites.' And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn to them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, "What shall I do for you, and wherewith shall I make the atonement, that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord?" And the Gibeonites said unto him, "We will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall thou kill any man in Israel." And he said, "What ye shall say that I will do for you?" And they answered the king, "The man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coast of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose." And the king said, "I will give them." But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up after Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Mahilathite. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord, and they fell all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth, and spread it for her upon the rock, from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told David what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Beth-shan, where the Philistines had hanged them, when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son buried they in the country of Benjamin and Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded. And after that, God was entreated for the land. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai the son of Zeruiah succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, "Thou shalt go no more out without us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel." And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibekai the Hushathite slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jair Oregim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature that stood, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimea, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. All right, so that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21 reading. So this discusses more war and how David kind of went out of war by himself and he fainted. So the Israelites was charging him, telling him to not go out to war by yourself. All right, you need soldiers, you need people to go to war with you. All right. So that's the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21. Now we're going to get to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22. All right. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 22. Here we go. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 22, here we go. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me, but the snares of death prevented me. Hey, now in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them. Lightning and discomfited them, and the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. I just want to repeat that. So beautiful. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered, at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blasted of breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thy eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? For God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hen's feet, and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on a high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises to thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. Yes, amen. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful song right there from David. Boy, David could go, man. Wait, David could sing, could dance, got bars, could praise, poet, all of that. And that was 2 Samuel 22. And that was very beautiful. You know, David made a song to the Lord, you know. That was very beautiful. 2 Samuel 22, y'all should reread that. I'm going to start reading that from now on. All right, so that's the song David has sung after the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, you know, out of the hand of Saul. So David had a song to sing, amen. When God delivers us from something, or when God brought us out through something, all we could do is rejoice, give him glory, and sing a song to him, amen. Yes, yes. We all have a testimony. We all have a song to sing, amen. So the Lord is definitely a deliverer, amen. Now we're going to go into the book of 2 Samuel chapter 23, all right? 2 Samuel 23. Here we go. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made me with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not grow." Hold on, I want to reread that. I want to repeat that. "Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made me with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and a staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had: the Tashmanite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino, the Eznite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Elazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahahite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary." Let me reread that. "He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shema, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. And 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. And a troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, 'Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate.' And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate. and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went into jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among three. Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore, he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not unto the first three. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Look at that. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shema, the Haradite. Elika, the Haradite. Helez, the Peltite. Arah, the son of Achish, the Tekoite. Abizar, the Anathite, Mebani, the Hushathite, Zalman, the Ahathite, Maharai, the Netophathite, Halib, the son of Baina, a Netophathite, Atai, the son of Rabbi, out of Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, the Perathonite, Hadai, the brooks of Gaash, Abai Albon, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Barhamite, Eliaba, the Shaalabite, of the sons of Jashen, Jonathan, Shema, the Hararite, the Hararite, Ahayim, the son of Sharar, the Hararite, Eliphelet, the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Maachathite, Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite, Hazrai, the Carmelite, Parazai, the Arbite, Agal, the son of Nathan, of Zobah, Bani the Gadite. Hold on, let me repeat that. Hezrai, the Carmelite, Peari, the Arbite, Agal, the son of Nathan, of Zobah, Bani, Benai, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Nahari, the Berethite, armor bearer to Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Gareb and Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. All right, so that's the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 23 reading, all right? It's just listing all of the people around David, all the warriors, all the different peoples and tribes and backgrounds and what have you. All right, so now we're going to get into the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24, 2 Samuel 24. This is the last chapter of 2 Samuel, all right? So after this, we will start diving into the book of 1 Kings, all right? So definitely looking forward to that. The book of 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, very good books. And this is the completion of it today, all right, tonight. So here we are, y'all. 2 Samuel 24, here we go, last chapter. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this king and in this thing? Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the king, the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Judah, they passed over Jordan, and pitched in Aurora on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of Gad, and toward Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tatim Hachai, and they came to Danjan, and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and they went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or will thou flee 3 months before thy enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now to thy hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Aruna, the Jebusite. And David spoke unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Aruna, the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Aruna looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Aruna went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Aruna said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Aruna said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Aruna as a king give unto the king. And Aruna said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Aruna, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Very interesting way to finish the book of 2 Samuel. So here you see God's anger very kindled towards Israel, you know, and he's punishing Israel. He's punishing David and Israel all together. And God is speaking to David through a prophet saying, through Gad saying, hey, you have three choices. Which one do you want to pick as far as your destruction or being recompensed, your chastisement? So David just rolled with the pestilence one, you know, because that one was just 3 days. It was the shortest one. So David picked that one. He was also chosen with the option of 7 years of famine or 3 months before the enemy. So David, of course, picked the shortest punishment. You know what I'm saying? So you see God's anger towards him and chastening him and discipline him, what have you. But, you know, David and Israel, they all did wicked before the Lord. They all strayed away from the commandments. So God had to punish them and make a lesson out of it and make an example out of them. You know what I mean? Like, God is no respecter of persons. As mighty and King David was, he still was tripping and still disobeyed. So it would be unfair if God punished all types of people except David. You get what I'm saying? So that was the point of God punishing David, to make an example out of him too. You know, we serve a fair God. We serve a just God, you know. So, yeah, man, that's a very interesting way to end the book of 2 Samuel, all right? So you're seeing, like, the whole Israel and Judah kingdoms, like, you know, you see the division among it. You see the weakness of it. You see the disobedience. You're starting to see what started all this. You get what I'm saying? The royalty, the kingship, how it was passed down. You're starting to see how it was kind of all broken down through disobedience, division, pride, disobedience to God, things of that nature. So we're gonna get definitely going to get more into that, all right? Like, these things that are going on within this scripture here, and even before too, leads up to why we're all scattered off four corners of the earth right now. You know what I'm saying? This is why we're all scattered and not really in our power like that. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, material or status or whatnot, because of what our forefathers did, you know? So we have to be obedient people and really follow Christ and follow the gospel, amen? Because you saw the examples of what happened to those before us. You saw how God did them, all right? So we can't repeat those patterns. We have to be the everlasting foundation that Daniel had a dream about, amen? We have to really be obedient, faithful people, all right? So that you have a child. That's the book of 2 Samuel reading overall. All right, so after this Bible series, we're going to continue this Bible series on the book of 1 Kings. All right, we're going to get into the 1 Kings on the next episode and just go from there, all right? So there you have it, y'all. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, very beautiful books, man. I enjoy reading them. I love reading about all the stories of it. I love reading about the priest, the prophet of Samuel, how blessed he was, how obedient he was, how he handled God's service, and how he ministered and how he handled the priesthood and his responsibilities and duties. Amen. And I love the story of, you know, the story of Saul is an interesting story too. You know, every story is always a lesson you could get out of it, you know. And I also like the story of David, that just, you know, David was tripping when he was, you know, wild and not being disobedient, you know. But him killing Goliath and being king and all those things was nice. But you saw the decisions he made later, you know, he disobeyed. So got to learn from that. All right. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity. Amen. He's the last Adam, the second Adam. He is the advocate. He is the true and almighty living God. He is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Yes, he is the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, excuse me, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, He is the King of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Shai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Hai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, the father of the fatherless, the father of the widows, the father of lights. He is the sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Amen. Yes, yes. The name above all names. He sits at the right hand of the Father, the God in heaven of earth. Yes, yes. True maker, the consuming fire. Yes, he is the Elohim, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Amen. Yes, yes. His son was the carpenter. He could fix all things. Amen. Yes, yes. He's the great physician. He could heal all things. The messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the Resurrector, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Radiant One, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the perfect example. Yes, yes, he is the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of Abraham, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of life, the word. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. Just got to remind you how amazing he is. He is the seed of Abraham, amen, of the promise. He is the seed of Adam for humanity. He is the seed of David for kingship. He is the seed of God of deity. He is the seed of Jacob for nationality. He is the seed of Judah as the tribe. He is the seed of Shem. Yes, yes, as his race. He is the seed of woman according to prophecy. Amen. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, loved, embraced, healed, full of joy, full of mercy, full of grace, full of love, peace, stability, steadfastness, obedience, repentance, baptism, cleanness, holiness. I speak those things over your life. Strength, prosperity, love. Amen. Amen. Resources. I speak those things over your life. Amen. Generosity. I speak that over your life. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Think about everything he's brought you through and give him so much praise. Amen. Yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That's the book of 2 Samuel reading. All right. We finished the book of 2 Samuel today, man. So it's beautiful. All right. So now we're going to go into 1 Kings after this. All right. 1 Kings. All right. So there you have it. That's the word for the day. All right, all right. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and change your ways. I pray that you repent, get baptized. I pray that you start your life over, have new beginnings and a fresh start. And I pray that you have a clean slate and a clear conscience. And the Lord gives you a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. I pray the Lord gives you new footsteps, new paths, new places to go, new sceneries, new travels, safe travels. Amen. I pray the Lord sends you out to places and you spread the gospel. You do his will. You do his business. You handle the good works, amen, and you help as much people as you can with the gospel and the word of God, and you be a doer of the word and a good example of what the Lord is all about, amen. Yes, yes, you know, we got to do it with some love, got to do it with joy, we got to do it with gladness. We got to be fervent, steadfast, firm, and strong in these last days, amen. Yes, yes, y'all, so there you have it. What I would love to do is give y'all this priestly blessing and go from there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.